Let's shift to a cluster of stories around the security and infrastructure world, starting with something that generated a lot of excitement in the privacy community. Graphene OS has been successfully ported to Android 17, with official releases described as coming soon. For listeners unfamiliar, Graphene OS is a hardened, privacy-focused fork of Android that strips out Google's tracking infrastructure, implements a rigorous permission model, and adds multiple layers of exploit mitigation that aren't present in stock Android. It runs primarily on Pixel hardware because Google designs Pixels with security features that make the hardening possible.
The significance of a rapid port to Android 17 is partly technical and partly community trust. Android major version upgrades often introduce changes that break compatibility with the extensive modifications Graphene OS makes. The speed of this port, Android 17 is barely out, signals that the Graphene OS team has the technical capacity and the ongoing community support to keep pace with upstream Android development. That's not guaranteed for a project of this size and complexity.
For the 810 people who upvoted this and the 400 plus who commented, many of them are people for whom Graphene OS is their primary phone operating system. This is an audience that has made a deliberate choice to prioritize privacy and security over convenience, and for them, the question of whether their OS will support the latest Android version is genuinely meaningful for their daily lives. There are also enterprise and government use cases. People who handle sensitive communications and need verifiable security guarantees that stock Android simply doesn't provide.
Moving to the JWT story, Stop Using JWTs, which has 413 upvotes and 239 comments, so this is clearly touching a nerve. The argument in the linked piece by Sam Sheshuk is that JSON web tokens are frequently misused in ways that create security vulnerabilities, and that for most web applications, traditional server-side sessions are more appropriate and more secure. The specific criticisms include that JWT's stateless nature makes token revocation extremely difficult, that the cryptographic flexibility of JWT means developers frequently choose weak algorithms or implement verification incorrectly, and that the perceived scalability benefit of statelessness is often illusory for applications that need to check database state on every request anyway.
What makes this thread interesting is that the HN community is genuinely divided. There are experienced security engineers who completely agree. They've seen JWT misuse cause real breaches. And there are other experienced engineers who argue that the problems described are implementation problems, not JWT problems, and that when used correctly in appropriate contexts, particularly for short-lived authentication tokens in distributed systems, JWT is perfectly sound. The disagreement is not really about JWT specifically, but about the broader question of when to use stateful versus stateless authentication architecture.
This is also a case where the headline, "Stop Using JWTs," is intentionally provocative, but the underlying argument is more nuanced than the title suggests. The piece isn't saying JWT is fundamentally broken. It's saying that for the most common use case, which is I need to keep my users logged in, stateful sessions managed by the server are simpler, easier to reason about, and avoid several classes of vulnerability. That's a defensible position.
Now, the IIIS story, humiliating IIS servers for fun and jail time, has 280 upvotes and is exactly the kind of post that gives HN its character. It's a detailed technical write-up about vulnerabilities in Microsoft IIS, the web server that still powers a non-trivial chunk of the internet, with the jail time in the title referring to the legal consequences of actually exploiting these vulnerabilities rather than just demonstrating them. The author walks through several attack vectors with the level of technical detail that makes security professionals wince because they're recognizing patterns they've seen in real incident reports.
What the HN community particularly appreciated, based on the comments, is the responsible disclosure angle. This isn't a "here's how to attack live systems" piece. It's an educational write-up about categories of vulnerability that helps defenders understand what they're protecting against. That distinction matters enormously in the security research community.
And then there's the Bash or Dev or TCP story, which is a beautiful example of the TEAL format, done right. The post reveals that Bash has a built-in sudo device at, or dev or TCP, that lets you open TCP connections directly in shell scripts without installing any additional tools. So you can do a raw HTTP request using only Bash syntax, no curl, no boget, nothing. The post scored over 400 upvotes and 200 comments, with many people expressing genuine surprise that this feature exists despite having used Bash for years. It's been there since at least Bash 2.4.
This kind of post illustrates something about the HN community that I find genuinely valuable. There's no shame in learning something that's been around for decades. The TL format normalizes intellectual curiosity without requiring you to pretend you already knew everything. 400 upvotes on "I just learned this old thing" is the community saying, "We learned it too."